When you do hear about immigration in the current political debate, it's usually in Spanish. Every day, the campaigns of Barack Obama and John McCain are trading jabs over immigration policy in their broadcast ads, ads that are airing exclusively on Spanish-language stations. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, there's a reason for that.
There's tales, there's tall tales, and then there's the supersized version. In new Spanish-language ads from the rival campaigns of Barack Obama and John McCain, both candidates say the other has betrayed the hopes of Latinos who wanted sweeping changes in immigration policy last year. A McCain TV and radio spot running in Colorado, Florida, Nevada, and New Mexico shows a simulated headline in Spanish to claim Barack Obama and his congressional colleagues, quote, undermined immigration reform.
El resultado.
The result? No to the guest worker program. No to the path to citizenship. No to secure borders.
Images are shown of Obama and fellow Senate Democrats Harry Reid and Pat Leahy.
¿Eso es estar de nuestro lado?
Is this what it means to be on our side? Obama and his allies in Congress, ready to block immigration reform.
The claims in this ad don't stand up to scrutiny. Obama, Leahy, and Reid all supported a big bill last year that would have drastically restructured immigration by giving legal status to many undocumented workers. So did another 30 Senate Democrats. But just a dozen Republicans voted for the bill, which was not enough to pass it. McCain spokeswoman Hesse Fernandez says the campaign is talking about what it calls poison pills, amendments that Democrats like Obama supported that alienated conservative lawmakers. There was a lot of maneuvering, and it's true both parties were split. But most of the Democrats supported the bill, and most of the opponents were Republicans. Obama is returning fire. His campaign responded with an ad in Colorado, Nevada, and New Mexico, with images of conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh.
Quieren que olvidemos los insultos que hemos aguantado.
They want us to forget the insults we've put up with, the intolerance.
Limbaugh is framed by captions of quotations taken from his broadcast, such as a quote about stupid and unskilled Mexicans, who he said could take less challenging jobs.
John McCain y sus amigos republicanos tienen dos caras.
John McCain and his Republican friends have two faces, one that says lies just to get our vote.
McCain isn't blamed for the collapse of the immigration bill, probably because McCain wasn't just for the bill. He was originally one of the main sponsors. In fact, Limbaugh angrily demanded a harder line on immigration and blasted McCain repeatedly on the issue. So that seems unfair. Obama spokesman Federico De Jesus argues McCain caved to the Limbaughs of the party by soft-pedaling the issue all year.
They're both slinging guilt by association.
Roberto Suro is a professor at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School and is the co-author of a forthcoming study on the media coverage of the immigration debate.
The McCain ad, the guilt is not real, but the association is plausible. In the Obama ad, the guilt is real, but the association isn't.
As for reaching the wider audience of non-Hispanic voters, neither candidate has been eager to talk about who wants to ease restrictions on illegal immigrants. They both do, and they both know that idea can cost them votes. So neither has been putting out any immigration ads in English. David Folkenflik, NPR News.